You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two people died after a semi collided with a van in Grand Chute on Monday morning. The accident happened at the intersection of West Wisconsin and North McCarthy Road and closed those roads for several hours while the crash was investigated. Police say the semi was traveling east on West Wisconsin when it hit the van. The driver and the passenger of the van were taken to the hospital where they died from their injuries. The identities of those involved have not yet been released. A man accused of causing the death of his one-month-old son after a night of drinking and co-sleeping made his initial court appearance yesterday. 35-year-old Michael Donnelly of Appleton is charged with reckless homicide for the April 2010 death. According to the criminal complaint, Donnelly at first denied drinking the night the baby died, but changed his story later. The criminal complaint does not say why the charges are being filed now, 15 years after the fact. Donnelly is being held on a $100,000 cash bond. He returns to court April 7th. 66-year-old Richard Klimek of Appleton was sentenced to 21 years in prison for several sexual assaults of children at a Wapaka County campground. Klimek was convicted of child enticement and repeated sexual assault of the same child. All of the victims mentioned in the criminal complaint were younger than 12 when assaulted. Some of the assaults happened in Klimek's Appleton home. Klimek will be on the sex offender registry for life and will have 7 years of extended supervision after his release. When the NFL Draft 2025 comes to Green Bay in April, visitors will experience Lambeau Field and the Draft City Music Fest, and they can sample that quintessential Wisconsin food experience, the Supper Club. The first ever Taste of the Draft will showcase menu classics while raising money for Gen Youth's efforts to end student hunger and food insecurity in Wisconsin. About 20 supper clubs will showcase their signature dishes at the event Wednesday, April 23rd at Schreiber Foods in Green Bay. Tickets are available online. A case filed by Tesla in Outagamie County Circuit Court will not be tried in Appleton. Wisconsin has a law that prohibits factory stores from owning and operating dealerships, and Tesla wants an exception to that law. Circuit Court Judge Mitchell Metropoulos said on Monday that it makes more sense for the case to be heard where Tesla currently has showrooms, in Madison or in Milwaukee, not in Appleton, where a potential dealership might open. Currently, Wisconsinites who want to purchase a Tesla have to travel to Illinois or Minnesota to pick the vehicle up. The next steps for students following high school graduation can be daunting, especially so if you're a student with special needs or disabilities. Melissa Kay reports on a new program that may help.
Eligible school districts and charter schools across the state can now apply for grants to help students with disabilities navigate the transition from school to employment and post-secondary education. The Wisconsin Department of Instruction opened the application period on March 17th. Applications must be submitted before midnight on May 1st. Grant awards will range from $25,000 to $100,000. You can find more information and apply at dpi.wi.gov.
The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles will begin offering online knowledge tests for teens hoping to get their driver's permit. According to a press release, the online test will only be available for students who have already completed the classroom portion of their training and will include security measures to ensure those taking the test online are not able to cheat on the exam. Student drivers will get two attempts to take the test and will still need to bring the required documents to a Department of Motor Vehicles location to receive their permit. Wisconsin is growing, but a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rates. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been a driving factor in population growth since 2022, as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2022, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents options through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024. UW Health and Blue Cross have extended an agreement. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The extension on negotiations for the two organizations to reach a new long-term contract runs until July 1st. The current agreement was set to expire in April, but the extension allows Blue Cross Blue Shield Health Plan members to continue receiving coverage at UW Health and affiliated care locations until July 1st. UW Health had called an offer earlier this month from Blue Cross on FAIR. Blue Cross members with questions about coverage can ask through the Sydney Health app or by calling the number on their ID card.
The Peregrines are back on their power plant perch. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Peregrines are back on their power plant perch. The Falcons are once again nesting at Wisconsin power plants, continuing a conservation effort that began over 30 years ago. That's when We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service installed nest boxes at their facilities. The program has resulted in the hatching of more than 450 chicks. Three We Energies facilities and one WPS facility are live streaming the nest activities.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fall to the Phoenix Suns 108-106. Milwaukee had designed a play to get the ball to Brook Lopez for the winning shot, but A.J. Green bumped into Giannis, who was trying to set a pick. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, A.J. kind of went too early. Knocked Giannis off strikes. We wanted Giannis to come up. Then he was supposed to pick Brook, and Brook was going over, so it is what it is.
It's the first time the Suns head coach Mike Budenholzer had faced the Bucks since they fired him 2 years ago. The Suns players telling reporters they wanted to win this one for Coach Bud.
There's a lot of history there, and so, you know, I think the most important thing is our players, and, you know, if they gave a little extra for me, that would be great. Good to get the win. You know, they're a great team, a lot of great players, a lot of respect for them. I'm just happy for our players, really, to be honest with you.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a 4-2 win over the Rockies. Milwaukee with a 16-14 record in Cactus League play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Film Festival fans, this is for you. Tickets are currently on sale for the upcoming films at the Wisconsin Film Festival. The Wisconsin Film Festival runs from April 3rd through the 10th. They typically offer over 150 films, including 35mm restored film classics, independent films, great personal appearances from well-known filmmakers and actors, and most importantly, outstanding movies from Wisconsin's own filmmakers. Check out the Wisconsin Film Festival website and see what you like. The new Robert De Niro film, The Alto Knights, was a disappointment to critics and now at the box office. Despite heavy hitters like De Niro playing two gangster roles and a script from the prolific Nicholas Pileggi. The film is a total bust after barely taking in $3 million against a $45 million budget. There is a long road ahead for profitability, but it will probably never happen. Conan O'Brien hosted the Oscars a few weeks ago to rave reviews, and now he is the recipient of an Oscar-style award for comedians. The talk show host received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, which is the closest thing comedians get to a prestigious award. Appearing with O'Brien to show their support were fellow comedians Will Ferrell, Sarah Silverman, and John Mulaney. The event took place at the Kennedy Center, where comedians poked fun at Conan and the president. Conan is on board to host the Oscars again in 2026. The Mark Twain Prize for American Humor was started in 1997. If you're looking for a new drug caper thriller series to watch, consider giving the show Dope Thief a look. Three episodes are currently available on Apple TV. Two friends play Robin Hood and pose as DEA agents to rip off low-level drug dealers until they make a mistake and steal from the wrong outfit. The show is executive produced and directed by Ridley Scott, among others. New episodes of Dope Thief drop on Apple TV Friday nights. Last weekend's box office was a bit of a disappointment despite a really big release. Disney's live-action version of Snow White, called Disney's Snow White, brought in $44 million at the domestic box office, but that was considered an underperformance for the classic. The film that stars Rachel Zegler pulled in another $44 million from various markets overseas as well. Arriving in second place this past weekend was the spy thriller Black Bag. The Steven Soderbergh film raked in about $4.5 million in its second week, bringing it to a total of just under $15 million. Close behind at number three is another Disney film, the resilient Captain America: Brave New World, which brought in $4 million in its sixth week of release. The film starring Anthony Mackey as the superhero has somehow managed to overcome mediocre to poor reviews and shown some staying power. Rounding out the top five from last weekend were Novocaine and Mickey 17, which both brought in a little over $3 million. New releases are just around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 25. Tomorrow, sunshine, 47 on Thursday. It will be partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.